This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Recently, President Biden announced his plans of requiring federal employees to get vaccinated or face restrictions. Can they do that? And a lot of private employers are asking the same question. Here to discuss it with us is Dane Ciolino, Professor of Law at Loyola University School of Law. Dane, welcome to the show.
Morning, Noel. How are you?
Doing great. A lot of questions as a result of what the announcement made by President Biden the other day. Let's first deal with his federal employees. Can he do it?
Well, the short answer is absolutely yes. He is requiring federal employees. I think he's excluded the Postal Service workers, but of course, the military. But by and large, if you work for the federal government, you're going to have to get a vaccine to go to work, or at least have some good reason why you're not getting the vaccine. And by good reason, I mean a medical reason or a conscientiously held philosophical or religious reason for not getting the vaccine. But absent those, you've got to get the vaccine or you can't go to work. And essentially, that is we're seeing these mandatory vaccine requirements popping up around the country more and more. And the short answer is, yes, private employers and even governmental employers can mandate the vaccine.
The EOC, as well as the Americans with Disabilities Act, as you well know, and Rehabilitation Act, Title VII of Civil Rights, the Age Discrimination, ADEA, excuse me, as well as GINA, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, all of these things come into play, especially with private employers, the ADA specifically with 15 employees or more. And I was looking through some technical assistance circulars that the EEOC had, and as you just pointed out, there's really little or no restrictions of employers placing these mandates on their employees. But what I did find interesting and would love you to opine on, they refer to CDC guidance as fulfilling a number of the necessary requirements of all of these laws, where it's just not arbitrary and capricious on the part of the employer, but there is this independent third party that's opining on this, and that's why the CDC guidance is really important to follow on many fronts, is it not?
It is, although I'm not sure that an employer is going to be restricted by just what the CDC recommends. I think if you run a business and you've decided that you want people to be vaccinated, period, and again, I say vaccinated, period, as you've just mentioned, if there is some ADA reason or religious reason for declining the vaccine, the employer's got to respect that. But absent that, the EEOC guidance suggests that the kind of rational basis for the employer's action be based on CDC guidelines. But I don't think that they're restricted to that. If they want to be more restrictive than CDC, I think a private employer can do that.
Yeah, I mean, the point I was just trying to make, and although I may not have articulated as well as you just did, is that, you know, one of the requirements under the ADA, as you well know, is job-related and consistent with business necessity standard. So, for example, I guess a great example of this is this antibody test, where the CDC has come out and said that they're not very reliable and they should not be used to make decisions about, you know, returning persons to the workplace. So the EEOC and others have come out and said that that is the type of test that an employer is not allowed to put in place.
Right. And again, the EEOC guidance is just that. It's just guidance to employers, and employers are still, though, free to kind of fashion their own workplace, as long as you've mentioned, as long as they're reasonably related to the job. And some jobs might put people in closer contact with others. I mean, if you're running a cattle ranch, I would imagine that it would be less reasonable for you to take some of these positions than if you're running a factory line with people shoulder to shoulder working all day.
Yeah. It's interesting because it goes on, and let's just talk about a couple of things. It seems as though employers are allowed to check your body temperature once you enter the workplace.
Yeah, and the EEOC in the circular you're talking about opined directly on that. And, you know, a lot of these EEOC guidelines predate, of course, COVID, back when the H1N1 virus was feared to turn into a serious issue several years ago. The EEOC put out those guidelines. They updated them for COVID. But, yeah, that's directly addressed, and no problem at all with that.
Yeah. Also, you can actually require your employees to stay at home if they have symptoms of COVID-19 that are presented. You don't have to really have an objective test to say that you actually do or you don't. If you are exhibiting symptoms, it seems as though employers are allowed to send you home.
Absolutely. Now, keep in mind, and I'm sure you've probably discussed this before on your show, is that the state legislators, if the states want to pass laws that prohibit employers from doing these sorts of things, that's certainly within the police power of the state legislature. And there was some effort to do that during the last legislative session, which ultimately turned out to be unsuccessful. But some states, of course, are limiting employers' rights to do these things. But here in Louisiana, that's not the case.
A lot of folks kind of confused on the issue of private health information, Dane, under the ADA, as to whether or not employers can actually ask you if you have been diagnosed, if you've had COVID or not.
Yeah, and the EEOC has weighed in on that. Again, as long as it's reasonably related to the job and there's a significant health concern, which there is with COVID, that there's no problem with employers asking for that information.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of confusion as to whether or not under the ADA you have to answer or not. What happens if you refuse? What is an employer allowed to do?
Yeah, an employer is allowed to fire you or take other job action against you because you don't comply with those employer mandates. You know, one interesting development this week, which I found particularly from a legal standpoint to be interesting, is there have been some people who have said, look, this vaccine is only on emergency use authorization. And until it's finally approved by the FDA, I should have the right to decline. Well, the Department of Justice earlier this week or late last week came out with an opinion memorandum that said no. Even though it's just an EUA, emergency use authorization drug, all of these three vaccines are, that doesn't matter. That requires the employers and anyone forcing the vaccine to give you certain information, but it doesn't prohibit them from requiring the vaccine. So, and there have been some other cases from federal courts that have come out that have allowed mandatory vaccines by employers and universities, governmental employers even. So, you know, there were a lot of open questions 6, 8, 10 months ago, but the courts and the opinions from the DOJ and other bodies are really all pointing to the same direction, is that employers can require vaccines, period.
And I think a lot of what, and I'm glad you brought that up because I had that on my list to ask you, a lot of folks really believe that the FDA ought to modify their EUA to specifically say what you just said, to try and clear the air as it relates to this issue one way or the other. But I, like you, believe that it already covers it. And I think there's confusion when you have heads of, for example, business groups and otherwise that are saying they're waiting for it to be to come out of the EUA and to be finally approved. But that's just their viewpoint as to, you know, acting out of an abundance of caution, thinking about whether or not there's any looming potential liability issue for them out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because whether a drug is got just mere EUA or final approval makes no difference with regard to whether an employer can mandate it, period.
Yeah. When we talk about vaccine passports, does that become more complicated?
Well, of course, we're seeing those sorts of passports in the EU. We haven't had wide adoption of passports by governmental entities in the United States. Of course, venue operators can require people to have so-called passports to enter a music event or a sporting event, for example. But again, that goes back to the private hosts requiring that, not some governmental imposition of a passport. So, you know, we can all get our vaccine records downloaded on Louisiana Wallet to present to show that we've been vaccinated from a pretty official source, the Louisiana Department of Public Health. But no governments have required that.
Right.
At least in Louisiana, for sure.
We heard of Lollapalooza up in Chicago that's going on now that's actually asking for that very information. Otherwise, you have to wear – there's other restrictions that you have to go through if you're not able to produce it. And it's interesting because these questions are beginning more and more to be asked, and people are trying to find and search for resolution as to what they can and cannot do at the present time.
Right. But, you know, as I said, it really – everything's coming into much sharper focus from a legal standpoint, in the sense that every indicator is that governments, particularly private employers, can mandate what they want to mandate. Now, people are questioning, is the federal government going to impose some sort of vaccine mandate? And, you know, that gets much more interesting from a legal theory standpoint, because the federal government's one of enumerated powers, and it would take Congress to do it. Joe Biden couldn't do it by executive order. But if Congress were to pass a nationwide vaccine mandate, that would present interesting constitutional issues. But Congress hasn't shown any appetite for doing that.
Yeah. Had a question the other day. I think it may have been in the guidance. I don't recall. If you, as an employee, travel to one of the countries that, you know, the CDC and others have advised that you not go to, whether or not an employer has the right to ask you if during your time off and your travels that you visited there, would they have the right to ask that question?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether that's in the EEOC guidance, but I would think so. If it's again rationally related to a serious threat like COVID is, that I think that would be certainly something that would be fair game for employers to ask about, and it's certainly less intrusive than simply requiring a vaccine of all employees. So given that it's less intrusive and reasonable under the circumstances, I don't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, one of the confidentiality issues that. On the one hand, I was kind of surprised by, but maybe on the other, not so much. The EEOC guidance did say that an employer could disclose the name of an employee who revealed to them that they had COVID, and they could reveal that to a public health agency, which surprised me a little bit.
Yeah. And again, the more we talk about this and the more you go into these details, it just confirms the degree of latitude that employers have to run their own businesses. So, even though that does seem a bit extreme, It's everything's trending in that direction.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up. There are a lot of folks drawing a line in the sand, and I guess the best advice is to caution them to gain a better understanding of what rights they actually have in dealing with their employer.
Yeah, and as it again as it turns out, there aren't many. You basically have to do what your employer wants you to do, unless you've got sincere religious or philosophical beliefs or medical reasons for not doing it. Otherwise, you either do it, quit, or be fired.
Yep. I apologize for pulling some of this out of left field, but Dane, you hit them all, baby.
Glad to do it. Always nice talking to you, though.
All righty. Dane Ciolino, professor of law at Loyola, thank you so much for your time and your insight. We truly appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
I know. You too.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.